USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. Do you want to argue the Constitution?
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m., to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The United Kingdom started delivering the China virus vaccine Tuesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki digs into the United States delivery timeline.
The first person to be vaccinated against the coronavirus in the United Kingdom received her shot on Tuesday. 90-year-old Margaret Keehan received the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine after it received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we're just days away. Dr. Monsif Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A rare NFL game on Tuesday night saw the Baltimore Ravens hand the Dallas Cowboys their ninth loss of the season, 34-17. Just before the game, former Dallas wide receiver, now with Baltimore, Dez Bryant, tested positive for the China virus. Head coach John Harbaugh says the positive test left the team a man short.
It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, the timing of this thing, it's a crazy kind of a deal, but we'd already turned in our inactives, and then we were informed. Bear came down and told me that Dez had an inconclusive test, and they were retesting one of the quick tests they have, the Mesa test, and we had to wait on that. And in the meantime, the league told us we would not be allowed to bring a different player up if he tested positive. But if he tested positive, that he wasn't going to be allowed to play. My understanding that they did all the contact tracing, all the procedures were followed as far as any other player is concerned. But then they came back out while we were on the field in pregame warmups and said that he had tested positive, and so he would not be allowed to play. And that's where we were at. So we played with a man short on that one.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. If you're looking for that new video card to step up your computer gaming experience, let's hope AMD's Radeon RX 6900 XT graphics card wasn't on your short list. It sold out within minutes of going online at 6 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. The $999 graphics card was tough to purchase during Tuesday's day one sales. Fans of AMD complained there were not enough of the cards built to meet the demands. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.